News, I'm Darren Copeland. The Arabic television network Al Arabiya has aired a purported tape of ousted Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein mourning the death of his sons. The audio message honors Uday and Qusay Hussein, killed in a U.S. ambush in northern Iraq last week, and confirms the death of Qusay's son, Mustafa, in that same raid. Nina Maria Potts reports.
The voice in the new audio message, said to be that of Saddam Hussein, calls his son, Uday and Qusay, and his grandson, Mustafa, martyrs several times. He says Uday and Qusay and Mustafa are the brothers and sons of the Iraqi people, and that they had performed a jihad, and that their stance was honorable.
Our martyrs will be glorified, the martyrs of Iraq and the nation. Allah is greatest.
The timeliness of this new audio tape, coming just 1 week after Saddam Hussein's sons were killed in a U.S. military ambush in northern Iraq, is sure to contribute to the debate over its authenticity. Nina Maria Potts reporting.
Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz says a new program that reportedly allows traders to bet on the likelihood of future terrorist attacks is being terminated. Wolfowitz told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee he only learned about the alleged program today when he read it in the newspaper.
I learned about it first in the newspaper this morning also, and my understanding is that it's going to be terminated. In fact, I think there'll be an announcement made today to terminate it.
The so-called policy analysis market was set up by the Defense Department's Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. Working much like the stock market, traders would buy futures based on the possibility of a specific event in the Middle East. California Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer says she hopes the Defense Department ends the careers of whoever thought that up.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Todd Beamer will always be remembered as the man who convinced other passengers aboard United Airlines Flight 93 to take action against hijackers during the 9/11 attacks. Beamer and the others tried to overpower the terrorists before the plane crashed in a Pennsylvania field. Everyone aboard was killed. In his honor, school leaders in Federal Way, Washington, have named their newest high school after him. Beamer High is scheduled to open this fall. The $47.7 million facility will hold a little more than 1,000 students in its first year. Beamer emerged as the most popular name for the school after a student survey. He finds himself in good company. Other high schools in Federal Way are named after Thomas Jefferson, Harry S. Truman, and Naval Commodore Stephen Decatur.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Poor second quarter earnings aren't leaving a bad taste in the mouth of one McDonald's executive. The chairman and CEO of the world's number one fast food restaurant says the dip in earnings was to be expected because of costs attributed to restructuring, which has included a slant towards a healthier menu. Jim Cantalupo notes that sales actually rose 11% to an all-time high during the second quarter. He says this indicates customer response to the changes is positive, and the enthusiasm for the new food products and improved taste is reflected in record sales. McDonald's reported a nearly $20 million loss in this second quarter when compared to last year's second quarter profits. Stocks closed lower today as investors focused on a weak report about consumer confidence. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 62 points to finish at 9204. The Nasdaq was down 4 points to 1731. The S&P 500 dropped 7 points to finish at 989. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Mirror, mirror, on my car? Tell me where the others are. Okay, I'm no poet, but I do know a thing or two about adjusting your car's mirrors. And when we come back, I'll reflect.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is Racing for Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and Christian Fittipaldi. There's one more key to racing, Champion spark plugs. They race different makes of cars, Chevy, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion spark plugs.
At home, mirrors reveal who's fairest of them all. But in cars, their function's no fairy tale. They're critical to safety. To properly align driver's side mirrors, press your left cheek against the window and adjust the mirror till you barely see the car's left side. For passenger side, lean toward the center and adjust the mirror until the right side's barely visible. Like Alice through the looking glass, you'll see things you never saw before, like where the other cars are. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing water, life's life.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Hey, good afternoon, good evening. Oh, yeah, bidia. Let's start all over. Pop the music up, Kathy. Good. Good evening, truth seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces. We've got some sound of too stupid to write a segue for you tonight that's simply non-believable. Surreal would be a better description. This guy is way off the meds. How far did Bush ever go into AA, Kathy? I guess not. I just wonder what step he was at, you know, in the 12-step program. We have some sound for you tonight. Not a lot, but enough that's just going to make you squeeze your legs together and just go, oh, Jesus, no, please, God, don't let anyone hear this moron. It's incredible. And some of Valley Boy turned White House spokesman Scott McClellan practicing evasion, airy style. Oh, just a fun night planned for you tonight, Drew Ziegers. God. But the big story today, was it Wolfowitz said he didn't know anything about the Pentagon thing until he read about it in the paper? The office, what is it, DARPA? Yeah, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, that little clutch of psychopaths run by John Poindexter, the indicted and convicted Iran-Contra thug. That office that proposed spying electronically on Americans to monitor potential terrorists, right? Has, according to the New York Times today, and it's all over the news, of course, quickly abandoned this idea that we talked about last night, in which anonymous speculators would have bet on death and destruction and terrorist attacks, assassinations, and coups in an online futures market. You know, the reality of what these bastards proposed the other day, or what was revealed by Dorgan and Senator Dorgan and who was the other senator, Kathy? Ron Wyden of Oregon, when they expose this, it staggers the imagination. I wish somebody would sober up Hunter Thompson and let him write about this, because only Hunter Thompson, well, Reverend Mike Rue, who posts at my website, MikeMalloy.com, would probably do a good job with this. But when you get right down to it, only Hunter Thompson. All right, Mark Morford, who writes for the San Francisco Chronicle, one of these guys, these three I just mentioned, could really do a number on this This idea that futures, you buy into death and coups and destruction and assassinations. Anyway, Wolfowitz told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today that the program was being, pardon the expression, terminated. That's right. So the end of a program that was met with, what, astonishment? Just mind-boggling unbelievability that our government, that our Defense Department, well, when you consider who is doing it, John Poindexter and Elliot Abrams and the rest of these eaters of the dead who had the stakes pulled out of their heart, got out of their coffins and came back from Iran-Contra, of course this is something that they would set up. Hey, smack, smack, lip, lip, lick, lick. Let's have an online futures program where people wager on death. It makes sense. It makes sense. Now, in case you've been in a cave for the past 48 hours under the plan that's now been discarded, traders, for example, who are bullish on a biological attack on Israel, say, or bearish on the chances of a North Korean missile strike, would have had the opportunity to bet on the likelihood of these events occurring. Isn't that nice? Huh? Isn't that nice? The two Democratic senators who revealed all this garbage, Wyden and Dorgan, called it morally repugnant and grotesque.
Well, no. In a normal America, yeah, senators, it would be morally repugnant and grotesque. But this is Bush's America. This kind of stuff is not morally repugnant and grotesque. It's standard operating procedure. These are killers. These are drinkers of blood, eaters of dead flesh, human flesh. These are mass murderers. So, no, it's not grotesque. It's not repugnant. It's Bush. It's Bush. The Bush crime family. The program, of course, was under the control of this real nutcase. I mean, this guy is so far in the ozone, his atoms are dispersing. John Poindexter? He's going to suffer, nuclear heat death or something. John Poindexter, Reagan's national security advisor. Jesus, how did we survive the 80s? Maybe we didn't. Maybe we're all dead. Did you ever think about that? Maybe Poindexter and Abrams and Reagan and Bush 1 did something and brought a nuclear attack on this country. Maybe we're all dead. Maybe this is hell. Maybe we're just being imagined by somebody left over in the basement of the White House. Could that be? Could that be? Could we be John Poindexter's dream? I mean, that's a Hindu theory, isn't it? Aren't we all just dreaming until Shiva, or isn't Shiva dreaming? And when he wakes up, that's the end of everything? That's what it's beginning to feel like, just a little. The Bush administration wanted $8 million to set this thing up. $8 million. Oh, they woke up Tom Daschle, and he said, I must say this is perhaps the most irresponsible, outrageous, and poorly thought out of anything that I have heard the administration propose to date. Now let me go back to sleep. Yeah, they woke him up long enough for him to make a comment. New York Times says, according to descriptions given to Congress available at the website and provided by the two senators, traders who register would have deposited money into an account similar to a stock account and win or lose money based on predicting events. Jesus. For instance, Mr. Wyden said, you may think early on that Prime Minister X is going to be assassinated, so you buy the futures contracts for 5 cents each. As more people begin to think the person's going to be assassinated, the cost of the contract could go up to, say, 50 cents. The payoff, if he's assassinated, is a dollar per future. So if it comes to pass and those who bought it 5 cents, they make 95 cents per future. Of course, the senators suggested something that these jackasses in Poindexter's office apparently overlooked, and that is that the terrorists could participate. You know, they could spike the market. They could put a whole bunch of money on the assassination of Ariel Sharon and then go assassinate the president of the Philippines. right? And make a lot of money. You know, just like shorting wheat futures. You short your assassination predictions. Jesus, this is sick. It is so sick. So the terrorists could participate. They could profit from their activities. They could bet against them in order to mislead U.S. intelligence. I mean, the possibilities here are endless. Are they not? Now, the program was called the Policy Analysis Market. That's what it was called. Talk about the utter destruction, the nuking of language. Policy Analysis Market. No, it wasn't. It was Assassination Pool. That's what it was. The idea was to begin registering up to 1,000 traders starting on Friday. Jesus. And remember, Poindexter's also the one that set up the Total Information Office. It's now been changed to the Terrorism Information Office. That was the sweeping electronic surveillance plan that would know how many squares of bathroom tissue you use when you finish going to the John. It was that invasive? What books you read? What's your shoe size? How many times you masturbate and with whom? And on and on and on. John Poindexter. Policy Analysis Market. The overview of the plan said the market was planning to focus on the economic, civil, and military futures of Egypt, Jordan, Iran, Iraq, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Turkey, and the consequences of the United States' involvement with those nations. Can you imagine if somebody would have set up an organization like this based on the assassination of America's leaders? Huh? Can you imagine? Oh, my God. This is probably the sickest stuff that this gang of thugs has come up with. I don't think I have ever heard of anything like this. As Byron Dorgan said, can you imagine if another country set up a betting parlor so that people could go in, and it's sponsored by the government? People could go in and bet on the assassination of American political figure. And you wonder why I call these people bastards, sons of bitches, thugs, eaters of dead human flesh, mass murderers, immoral, unethical animals? Nah, you don't wonder at all. And I know you don't. Bush met with Ariel Sharon today. He also, didn't he meet with the Saudis today too? Or was that yesterday? Ooh, today. And the Saudis said, go ahead and release the 28 pages that you redacted. We have nothing to hide. Bush said, no, I'm not worried about you, you ass. I'm worried about my father's involvement in terrorism. Oh, we've got some sound for you that you're not going to believe. But Bush meeting with Ariel Sharon, and after the meeting, where Sharon comes out scratching his head and wiping the sweat out of his ample armpits, saying, Jesus, who did I just sit there and talk with? Who was that? That was George Bush. That's the president of the United States? Ah, oy vey. Anyway, Bush comes out of this meeting with Sharon. And obviously still off his Ritalin, Dim Sun tries to answer very simple question. And the question is, how are you going to get the Palestinian militants to extend the ceasefire? You got to hear this answer, which you'll hear when we come back.
I'm younger than you. Even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now. 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk. No payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express lawsuit funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glasters, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Show. Joining us now is Jason Campbell with the Christian Action Network.
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days. You've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy in sexual positions.
Ah! Homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation systems. And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple X.
Oh, you're kidding.
If a child's riding beside one of the buses and looks up and says, Daddy, what is that on the television monitor?
Right.
It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing. The child will be scarred for life.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kids. Now, the only thing I'm afraid of is somebody just tuned in the program and never heard the program before and just went, oh, Jesus, this guy is really a right-wing freak.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalogical super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Yeah, so Bush had a couple of high-level meetings today. You know, you just have to wonder what Ariel Sharon or Prince Saud, the Saudi royal foreign minister, you know, what these people think when they come out of a meeting with George Bush. Jesus, it must be... I can't even guess. Anyway, he comes out of the meeting with Sharon today, and obviously still off of his drugs, Ritalin, whatever he's on. He tries to answer a very simple question. Some jackleg reporter says, "Mr. President, How are you going to get the Palestinian militants to extend the ceasefire?
For those who want peace, I mean, all around the world have got to understand very clearly, if you're interested in peace in the Middle East, then all of us must work together. Those who want to destroy the peace process through terrorist activities must be dealt with. There will be no peace if terrorism flourishes. There's no peace. It's a contradiction in terms. Terrorists are against peace. Terrorists kill innocent life to prevent peace from happening. The way to make sure peace happens is for all of us to work to dismantle those who would like to kill. Those are called terrorists.
Emmer, terrorists. What now? The way to make sure peace happens is for all of us to work to dismantle those who would like to kill. Those are called terrorists. Emmer ducks. No, Emmer terrorists. Emmer not. O-S-A-R. See ya, itty bitty bombs. Loud B. Yeah, Emmer terrorists. If you're not from the South, you don't know what I just did. My God. That is just incredible. It is just incredible. We are led by the stupidest man in this part of the solar system who has put together, through his decrepit, gangsterish mother and father, a cabal of thugs, murderers, arsonists, baby rapers, child molesters. And they're running the government, from John Poindexter to the sick Richard Pearl, Paul Wolfowitz. Oh, my God. Did you see this thing in the, where was this? This is from Berlin. It was in Der Spiegel. American Nobel Prize Laureate for Economics, George Akerlof. Now Akerlof is he's the 2001 Nobel Prize Laureate. He teaches economics, University of California at Berkeley. He, in an interview with Der Spiegel, German newspaper or magazine, he lashed out at U.S. President George W. Bush. He calls the government of Bush the, quote, worst ever, end quote, in American history. He says, quote, I think this is the worst government the U.S. has ever had in its more than 200 years of history. It has engaged in extraordinarily irresponsible policies, not only in foreign policy and economics, but also in social and environmental policy, end quote. The 2001 Nobel Prize laureate in economics, he teaches economics at University of California, Berkeley, he went on to say, quote, this is not normal government policy. Now is the time for the American people to engage in civil disobedience. I think it's time to protest as much as possible. End quote. Well, Nobel Economics Laureates. Calling it like it is, huh? Did Dashiell have a comment about that? Somebody woke Dashiell up and said, hey, did you hear about this thing? They're going to have a futures contracts on murder and assassin. Oh, yeah? Okay. I'm against it. Good night.
That we've got to promote the leadership that is willing to condemn terror at the same time work toward the betterment of the lives of the Palestinian people.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
This is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
After 6 weeks on the picket line, striking employees of Chicago's Congress Hotel say they're struggling on behalf of all the city's hotel workers. Members of Hotel Employees and Restaurant Employees Local 1 walked out June 15th after Congress managers refused to accept a citywide pattern bargaining agreement, instead demanding deep cuts from workers. Housekeeper Ventura Mota has worked at the hotel for 8 years.
They cut my wages down 7%. They cut my pension, my insurance too, but I have 2 children. My children, they don't have insurance.
Both the union and Chicago's hotel operators are keeping a close eye on the strike, according to 25-year Congress hotel veteran Henry Miller.
If we lose this battle, every other hotel going to come back within 3 years and say, well, the Congress Hotel beat the union out. We can do the same thing. We're going to cut wages. We're going to take the health benefit. We can't lose it.
Baltimore's police and firefighters are set to win greater power at the bargaining table. The Baltimore City Council will soon decide on whether to grant unions of emergency workers the right to binding arbitration whenever contract talks with the city reach an impasse. All decisions of the arbitrator would be final. While some city officials worry the plan might cost too much, Baltimore voters like the idea. A referendum on the subject last November showed 83% of city residents approve of the measure.
Zimbabwe officially ran out of cash this week when government workers who had been promised a pay raise to start on this payday went to draw their month-end salaries from banks and were refused en masse. The frustrated workers took things out on the banks, bringing riot police out in several cities to keep serious damage from happening. Inflation in Zimbabwe is at a staggering 347% and climbing. You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
It's by making the right choices, we can make the right choice for our future.
Yeah, that's good, George.
Damn moron.
Jeez. Peter emailed us in.
Can I say his? Yeah, I'm Peter Sinclair. Hi, Mike. You were talking about Wolfowitz getting revenge on bullies by becoming a mass murderer. Calvin Trillin actually wrote a poem on this in relation to Richard Pearl. You guys read Trillin's little poems in The Nation magazine sometimes? Here's one. It's titled Richard Pearl, Whose Fault Is He? Consider kids who bullied Richard Pearl, those kids who said Pearl through just like a girl, those kids who poked poor Pearl to show how soft a mama's boy could be, those kids who oft-times pushed poor Richard down and could be heard addressing him as sissy, wimp, or nerd. Those kids have got a lot to answer for, because Richard Pearl now wants to start a war. The message his demeanor gets across. He'll show those playground bullies who's the boss. He still looks soft, but when he writes or talks, there is no tougher dude among the hawks. And he's got planes and ships and tanks and guns. All manned, of course, by other people's sons. Thanks, Peter.
Have I mentioned yet this evening, what is it, 35 minutes into the program, how much I hate these people? I haven't? Okay. I just did. Speaking of other people's sons, the situation in Iraq is getting worse and worse. This is from, what is today, Tuesday? This is from Sunday, from Toronto, in the wake of the killings of Uday and Qusay Hussein, U.S. soldiers appear to be more on edge, according to the BBC and Arab media reports. What is it now, 15, 10, 15, 20? How many U.S. military servicemen have been killed, 14 wounded, since the killing of the Hussein brothers last Tuesday? U.S. soldiers have complained that the attacks are now no longer restricted to the cover of night, often occurring suddenly and almost everywhere. Now, there's something else going on in the Middle East that is dangerous. It's dangerous for Americans there and Americans here. Egypt is criticizing what this monstrous American regime is doing in Iraq. President Hosni Mubarak told Egyptian television that the dissolving of the Iraqi army, the firing of all those who worked in the Iraqi government, and the distancing of all Ba'ath Party members has helped further deteriorate the situation in Iraq, increase unemployment, and violent crime. Mr. President of Egypt, this is the Bush crime family. You know these people, right? You accept money from these people. So sit down and shut the hell up, okay, Mr. Egyptian? And shut up until you stop taking $3-4 billion a year in U.S. foreign aid, or whatever the hell it is. Meanwhile, Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmad Maher said that the newly appointed U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council has no legitimacy in or outside Iraq. Duh. The Egyptian statements are likely to cause a stir in the Middle East, it says here, as Egypt has long been looked to for political guidance in the area. What are you talking about? Political guidance? Mubarak's government is one that should be removed. It should come down. It's a dictatorship. They lock people up in Egypt for thinking. But this is the kind of government that the Bush crime family likes to operate with. A police state. That's what Mubarak has in Egypt, a police state. So, and you know, for Mubarak to criticize what's going on in Iraq, oh, give me a break. Shut up, Egyptian man. You have your filthy handout for a couple of $1 billion a year every year, and you lock people up for thinking, and you're just as much of a fascist as the Bush crime family, and you're bitching about what's going on in Iraq? What are you afraid of, Hosni? What are you afraid of? You afraid Richard Pearl or Paul Wolfowitz is going to sneak up behind you and go, boo! Jeez. These people make me sick. So what has happened here in the past in the past week? We have gone from, Robert Scheer writing LA Times points out that we've gone from those 16 filthy, deceitful, lying words that Bush used in his State of the Union address to the 28 pages censored by the Bush crime family in the so-called congressional investigation into what happened on 9-1-1, right? The 28 pages that dealt with Saudi Arabia's role in the mass murder in the United States on September 11, 2001. Mass murder. If the Bush crime family was even 1% responsible from a war, I'm not advocating this, but from a warlike, retributive revenge position, the bombing would not have been targeted to Afghanistan. The bombing would have unleashed hell on Saudi Arabia. They are the ones who did this. Now, we all know this. You and I have known this since September 12th. 15 of the 19 hijackers who bombed this country came from Saudi Arabia. None, not one, came from Iraq. Now, leaks from the 28 redacted pages indicate that at least some of those Saudi terrorists who committed mass murder in the United States were in close contact with and financed by members of the Saudi royal family, who in turn are business partners of the Bush royal family. Do you understand now why the 28 pages is being redacted? The Saudis don't care. As a matter of fact, if those 28 pages could be unredacted and fed to the public over the Internet, it would enhance the Saudi royal family's standing with international terrorists, because it would show that the Saudis are the ones behind this. And would make their filthy criminal regime just a little more secure in Saudi Arabia. But you know what else it would reveal? The complicity and the involvement of George Herbert Herbert Bush, George W. Bush, James Baker, John Poindexter, Richard Pearl, Paul Wolfowitz, all of these people, former British Prime Minister John Majors, the entire Carlyle Group, the Defense Policy Board, all of them, filthy, blood-saturated murderers. That's the reason the 28 pages will not be made public. Because it will reveal, for once and for all, the depth of and the complicity of the Bush crime family in the mass murder that occurred in this country September 11, 2001. That's why. That's why. The report, the so-called congressional investigation report, shows absolutely no connection between Iraq and Al-Qaeda. But it shows massive connections between Saudi Arabia and Osama bin Laden, who, if I'm to believe the Bush crime family, Osama bin Laden, isn't he the brains behind Al-Qaeda? So by drawing attention away from these fanatic terrorist networks centered in Saudi Arabia, financed by the Saudi royal family, who are partners with the Bush royal family, what George Bush did was divert the war against terror. Is that impeachable? Huh? Is it impeachable? How many Americans are dying in the Middle East as we speak because of what Bush and this filthy regime in this country, what they perpetrated against us, against the Iraqis, against the Afghans, against the world? How many Americans are dying? How many Afghans died? How many Iraqi civilians died? Is any of this impeachable, or does it have to be oral sex? My God. Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama, former vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, the guy who makes swamp water look intelligent.
I'm Richard Shelby. I can hardly talk. I'm so damn southern, I have mud in my throat, and I can't talk. But by God, these dumbasses in Alabama will continue to send me into the Senate, because I am dumber than they are, and that gives them a chance to feel superior.
He was on Meet the Press last Sunday. You know what Richard Shelby said?
My judgment is 95% of that information could be declassified, could become uncensored, so the American people would know.
That's what Richard Shelby... You know, isn't it? Last time I checked, he's a Republican too, isn't he? Shelby is possibly the only person in the United States Senate who is stupider than George Bush. Well, no, I take that back. Never mind. That's why he thought the pages were blotted out. Shelby. Now remember, Richard Shelby is a leading pro-administration henchman. He says, when he asked why he thought the pages were taken out, the 28 pages,
I think it might be embarrassing to international relations.
I think it might be embarrassing to international relations. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's good, Dick. Incredible. Yeah, it would be an embarrassment to international relations when the censored pages reveal that the Bush crime family and the Saudi royal family are enmeshed in mass murder on our soil. Yeah, among other things. God only knows what these people have done, right? God only knows. Allah, God, somebody. Newsweek reported yesterday that the connections between high-level Saudi princes and associates of the hijackers included helping al-Qaeda enter the U.S., got them an apartment in San Diego. And George Tenet. I don't know. I mean, this is how bad it is. The Bush crime family, the Saudi royal family, the Bin Laden family, they all work together. They're making fools out of the American public. See, everybody around the world knows about this. The Saudis know it. The Bin Ladens know it. The Germans know it. Israeli intelligence knows it. MI5 knows it. The Canadians know it. Everybody knows this. You and I know it. But the vast, lard-assed bulk of the American public, they don't know it.
I think George Bush is doing a good job. He's protecting us from terrorism.
By shield, this is what Scheer says today. By shielding and nurturing our relationship with the Saudi sheikhs, Bush and son have provided cover for those who support terror. Is that an impeachable offense? Huh? Bush and his son have provided cover for those who support terror. Is that an impeachable offense? Is there nobody? Is there not one single member of the United States House of Representatives with the decency, the morality, the ethical center to introduce articles of impeachment against this bastard? Is there not one? Dennis, how about you? Nancy Pelosi, how about you? Mr. Gephardt, oh, never mind, forget Gephardt. Is there anybody, is there one single member of the U.S. House who will introduce a bill of impeachment that has already been written up? The T's are crossed, the I's are dotted, the semicolons are in place. The whereases and the wherefores have all been put in their proper sequences. Will nobody make an effort to remove this thug from office? Now, how in the hell would the FBI or the CIA, how would they be willing to criticize the links between al-Qaeda and the Saudi royal family when the president's father is hustling business ties with the same family? Huh? What, you're going to tell me some CIA operative, some FBI agent is going to take a look at that big picture and say, well, George Herbert Walker Bush and the Saudi royal family, I mean, Pappy Bush is over there hustling business deals. What, I'm going to squeal and say the Saudi royal family is connected to al-Qaeda? Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. Sure I am. And let us not forget that the Bush crime family immediately protected the Saudis that were in this country immediately after the mass murder that occurred on our soil, including allowing members of the Bin Laden family who were in this country to be flown out of this country before they could be questioned. Now, this came at a time when immigrants from all over the world were being detained and locked up, but the Bin Laden family was allowed to go. The Bush crime family, the Bin Laden family, and the Saudi royal family are all business partners. Is there anyone listening to this program who doesn't understand that? So now Bush has used September 11th to turn this country upside down. Civil liberties, gone. Federal government, bankrupted. deficit spending unprecedented, war and more war. And these sons of bitches remove from the congressional report that section that shows that Bush and his family and the Saudis are in this together. Is this an impeachable offense?
Are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
She is. Thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really? Mm-hmm.
Bantila is like go, cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
Bantila.
You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
Based on everything I've seen, I do not believe anyone could have prevented the horror of September the 11th.
You're going to burn in hell for that, George. You really, really are. Will is calling from Atlanta. Hey, Will.
Hey, Mike. After we remove this criminal regime, you should be named Prophet Laureate of the United States.
Yeah, right.
Well, what you're saying is the truth. It's undistilled, and it's a fact. Anybody that has any questions about the criminality of this buffoon we have as appointed president, you can just go to whatreallyhappened.com and download the video of the Booker Elementary sequence where they've lied about when he knew about the hijacking, and watch him sit on his hands for an hour as 3,000 of us died.
Yeah.
And then the next day, of course, he secrets out of the country his father's partner's children on their private jet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a criminal regime. It is no coincidence that it can be proven that his father was complicit in the Kennedy assassination, or the obvious fact that his grandfather was Hitler's banker.
You know what's really funny, Will? Back in the mid to late 80s, we thought Iran-Contra was a bad situation.
Right, and look at John Poindexter, the first in his class in Annapolis.
Yeah, this what has gone on in the past 2 years, however long Bush has been in office, what has gone on makes Watergate and Iran-Contra look like, I don't know what, the warm-up game?
Right.
The preliminary bout?
Totally small potatoes.
Oh,
there.
My God! It's just unbelievable.
Game. They're in the end game of usurpation of the republic.
Yeah.
And what they're doing now, what they're getting away with, and this thing they're trying to get away with, predicting hostilities, the hostilities that they foment.
Right. It's just another way to make money.
Right. And, in fact, if you go and look at the transcript of the first 9/11 commission hearing when Mindy Kleinberg got up there,
There's
$5 million sitting unclaimed in a Chicago exchange account from the Board of Options.
Is that the futures thing on American Airlines?
Right, on the puts, the shorting the
right.
United and American Airlines stock.
Right. Yeah.
And it's traceable. I mean, you can go to the CIA's German bank that placed these bets.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously that was a precursor for this Poindexter scam.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure it was John Poindexter or this weasel Elliot Abrams or one of these thugs, these killers that now work in the Bush crime family who said, look, as long as it's going to be a couple 3,000 people killed anyway, let's make a few bucks.
Yeah, let's make a little private money.
Let's make some money.
Like Ollie North did. So what we got to do is find John Lewis. Doesn't seem like he wants to do it, but this guy has to be impeached. And if we can't find anybody in that has to be the litmus test for anybody holding public office.
That's it.
Is to recognize that these guys are traitors. This is treason and misprison of treason.
Treason of the highest order. Will, thanks for checking in, pal. Appreciate your call. Quick break here, folks. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Mike Malloy is rational and, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy.
And you hate me?
Ooh,
you hate me?
me.
I put something on that says he's a great goof liberal.
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. An audio tape said to be from Saddam Hussein is being aired by an Arabic television channel. On the tape, the voice vows that America will be defeated and pays homage to Saddam's slain sons, Uday and Qusay. The man speaking also mourns the death of the two and those who struggled with them, saying they are the honor of Iraq and died martyrs in the name of jihad. The tape broadcast on El Arabiya television comes on the heels of the U.S. military capturing several top members of Saddam's regime, including a bodyguard of the former Iraqi dictator. While airline security has vastly improved since the 9/11 attacks, experts in the field are concerned over the Department of Homeland Security's warning that terrorists may attempt more suicide hijackings before the end of summer. Rick Charles, who heads the aviation program at Georgia State University, says a real leap forward in security would be a fingerprint identification that could check passenger backgrounds at the ticket counter. Charles, himself a frequent flyer, indicates he is not unduly worried about boarding a plane these days.
Well, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, I feel about a 7. I think, as I say, there have been tremendous improvements in security, but there are still improvements that need to be made.
Charles says another area where airline security is soft is cargo shipments, where screening is minimal at best.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
A week of intense bargaining is underway between Minnesota and its two largest employee unions. AFSCME Executive Director Pete Benner says the key to an agreement is a compromise on wage and health insurance.
Our team needs to know really just where do the governor's people want to take this? And we don't know that right now. And I'm sure he's looking at us and saying, where does the union really want to take this? And we've not told him that either.
Negotiators have been meeting on and off for months. This week is known as Push Week. The negotiations are taking place in Bloomington. Representatives for America West Airlines and its pilots union have agreed to return to the bargaining table in September. The talks could take place without the presence of the National Mediation Board, which put negotiations on hold after pilots said no to a tentative deal earlier this year. However, Pilots Group Chairman Terry Statler says he will contact the board.
I am going to assume that they will probably participate at some later date.
Pilots are currently working under a contract ratified in 1995.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
DNA tests are underway to determine if a 22-year-old woman is the same girl who was abducted at the age of 6 nearly two decades ago. Shannon Marie Sherrill called the man who may be her father last week, saying she thinks she is the Indiana girl who was kidnapped in 1986. Sherrill says she believes her abductor took her to Virginia Beach. Virginia Beach police spokesman Jimmy Barnes said officials there can't take any action in the long-time missing child case until law enforcement officials in Indiana give them more information. DNA test results are expected to be released by the end of the week. On Wall Street, the Conference Board reports its index of consumer confidence fell in July to a level much lower than expected. That sent stocks down. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 62 points to 9204. The NASDAQ was down 4, finishing at 1731, and the S&P 500 dropped 7 points to 989. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Chattanooga has its choo-choo and the Orient its express. But did you know that your car has a train of its very own? When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Speeding locomotives have nothing on you. Even energy on Soul Train can't match that of your drivetrain. Okay, enough hinting. Drivetrain refers to all the pieces that together deliver power from engine to wheels. We're talking clutch, torque converter, CV joints, differentials, universal joints, and transmissions. Just like the hip bones connected to the leg bone, all these parts work in concert. And although you don't have to shovel coal to fire them up, like all trains, you do have to schedule maintenance. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Okay, now, just a couple more comments on this, and then we're going to come to your phone calls. It seems like everybody wants these 28 pages that have been blacked out of the Senate House investigation of 911 revealed. Everybody. The three of the four leaders of the Joint Congressional Investigation into the attacks have said they believe that much of the material was safe to publish, and that the administration is keeping it secret. They're hiding behind national security, which really means the security of the Bush crime family. If the truth were to come out, I really do think I don't know what it takes to impeach an organization like this one headed by the Bush baby. But I think that information would finally do it. Now, see, the Saudis, Prince Bandar, is that the guy who Bush met with today, the Saudi foreign minister? The Saudi foreign minister is like, go ahead, release it. Come on, George, what the hell? It's just a business deal you and I and the Bin Laden family had and your daddy and the Carlyle group. What's the problem? What's the problem? See, the Saudis are like the Egyptians ruling cabal. It's a dictator. It's a murderous dictatorship. It's worse than a dictatorship. You know, it's a family dictatorship, sort of like the Bush family here, only worse, if that's possible. So the Saudis and the Egyptians, and especially the Saudis, they're looking at George saying, George, what's the problem? You and your family are in control. Release the damn thing. Let people see this is business. This is business. So 3,000 people died. Duh. So what? So what? Let them all die. Allah will sort them out. NBC News, I think, was the first one to report last week. Somebody sent me that the classified pages, at least 28 pages, included new details on Saudi connections to the September 11th hijackers, including the disclosure that money from Prince Bandar's wife went to the man who helped to the hijackers, blah, blah, blah. They signed a lease, this and that. Well, it's more than that. It's more than that. It reveals the depth of corruption of the Bush crime family. So when Prince Bandar, or whoever it is, Saud Al-Faisal is the guy, the Saudi foreign minister, who's here. MSNBC reports it this way. The Saudi foreign minister said today that he was disappointed. He was disappointed that Bush would not declassify 28 pages from the congressional report on the terrorist attacks. But he said he understood Bush's reasoning and did not dispute the decision. Well, of course, thugs, you know, there's no honor among thieves, but there's also, they understand each other. Murderers understand each other. Con artists understand each other. Bush and Prince Saud Al-Faisal understand each other. The prince said after meeting with Bush at the White House that he hoped the material would eventually be made public so his government could defend itself against suggestions that the Saudi government supported the hijackers who carried out the September 11th attacks. Yada, 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 yada. We have nothing to hide, the prince said, and we do not seek nor need to be shielded. Yada, 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 yada. So everybody now, you know, the American Congress, whatever part of the American public is still conscious, the leadership of the so-called investigation, the Saudis, everyone, even the Saudis want these 28 pages declassified, except the Bush crime family. Doesn't that raise an interesting question? Why? Why? Well, maybe this will give you some answers. Bush, meeting with Sharon today. He comes out of the meeting. Too stupid to speak in complete sentences, he rambles incoherently about the 911 investigation. He attempts to understand and answer the reporter's very simple question. Here's the question. Mr. President, will the decision to not declassify the entire 911 report affect relations with Saudi Arabia? Might it have an impact on what they are doing to counterterrorism? Do you have any qualms about this?
About not declassifying? No, I absolutely have no qualms at all, because there's an ongoing investigation into the 9/11 attacks. And we don't want to compromise that investigation. If people are being investigated, it doesn't make sense for us to let them know who they are. But it makes no sense to declassify when we've got an ongoing investigation that could jeopardize that investigation. And it made no sense to declassify during the war on terror, because it would help the enemy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me rip my eyes out. Let me put sharp things in my eardrums right now. Please hear. Ah, ah, ah. Somebody give me a screwdriver. Kathy, give me a screwdriver so I can plunge it into my thigh. This is the President of the United States talking? If people are being investigated, that makes sense for us to let them know who they are. Play it again. Play it again. Play it again. Listen to this. Please. Please listen to this, okay? If you're listening on the Internet someplace other than the United States, listen to this and cry for the United States.
About not declassifying? No, I absolutely have no qualms at all, because there's an ongoing investigation into the 9/11 attacks. And we don't want to compromise that investigation.
The investigation you won't even fund!
If people are being investigated, it doesn't make sense for us to let them know who they are. But it makes no sense to declassify when we've got an ongoing investigation that could jeopardize that investigation, and it made no sense to declassify during the war on terror, because it would help the enemy.
Oh, Christ. Oh, Jesus, if you really exist, if you really sit at the right hand of God, please, please, dear sweet Jesus, hallelujah, amen, please save the United States from this. Please, dear Jesus, I'm begging you. I, what can I do? I'll tithe. Save us, God. Let's all bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, We gather tonight in utter shock and horror. Are you kidding? Are you a trickster, God? Do you like to play games on your little white and brown and black American citizens down here, God? Oh, man. If people are being investigated, it doesn't make sense for us to let them know who they are. Aha. Okay, now, let's go to Scott McClellan real quick. The new spokes geek for the Bush crime family. Here's some totally gnarly reporter's question on the blank pages of the 911 report. Gag me with a spoon. Scott, isn't there something like in that 28 pages that can be declassified for the public? I mean, you know, like Senator Shelby on the Senate Intelligence Committee said that 95% of this could be declassified without endangering national security for sure. And secondly, do you have anything, Scott, to say about how the Saudis have cooperated in the war on terrorism? Because, you know, like they say that they're being unfairly maligned here and cannot respond to blank pages.
As the president said, there may be some point in the future where that information can be declassified, and it won't it as long as it was consistent with our national security and wouldn't harm our efforts in the war on terrorism. But we cannot allow ourselves to weaken our efforts in the war on terrorism. The Saudis have been providing good cooperation in the war on terrorism. We certainly understand their concerns over the reports that have been made in the media.
For sure.
But because of these ongoing investigations and because of our national security interest, we cannot allow that information to be released at this time.
Okay. I just thought I would check. Scott, I mean, like, wow. You know, like, this spokesman thing is totally random, you know? And now this reporter here is, like, still trying to get to, like, get Scott to answer the question or something, which is bogus. The question is, Scott, what did Pierce come down to on this 911 report and the Saudis are allegations which, even before the release of the report, that supposedly there were some funds from Saudi officials that, you know, like somehow got funneled over to the 911 hijackers. And Scott, is there any way that you can deny that right now? Say, you know, can you back the Saudis in refuting that?
Look, I mean, if you're asking me to get into specific information that could be that would be classified, I'm just going to stop you there. I'm not even going to, regardless of what the question is, of trying to get into classified information, I can't do that. I'm just not going to get into any questions about ongoing investigations. So I wouldn't take that to read anything one way or the other. Let's let the investigations proceed. We are going to pursue these investigations and pursue them to the fullest until we bring all those responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks to justice.
Even your boss, Scott, you know what is sickening to me, aside from the fact that the whole thing is sickening, everything in this country has been sickening since December 12th, 2000, when five whores, pigs, thugs on the United States Supreme Court turned this country into chaos. Do you know what is sickening? Both Bush and this little weasel, Scott McClellan, say,
well, you know, there's ongoing investigations. We can't do anything to stop the we don't want to compromise the ongoing investigations. You lying little bastards. You all of you are doing everything you can to prevent the truth from coming out. Every one of you. The relatives of the Americans, 2,200 Americans that were killed on September 11th, 2001, those relatives, those survivors, can go pound sand up their asses. They can all get together in a huge circle and turn around and bend over and pound sand up each other's rectal sphincter muscles for all these people care. That's how bad this is. That's how bad this is! And then McClellan and Bush stand there.
Well, we can't answer any questions because, you know, there's ongoing investigations and we don't want to compromise. We don't want people who are being investigated to know who they are. And we don't want to, you know, interfere with the swift shore hammer of justice as it comes down on the dirty, evil people who are responsible for this. You know, those Afghans, those Iranians, Iraqis who are responsible for this. Have I mentioned? No, never mind.
You know that life is short. talk is cheap. Don't be making promises that you can't keep.
Nobody can threaten this country. Oh, they may be able to bomb a building.
All I can say is if the shoe fits right, then you must keep talking. Please try to make it right. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817. The Washington Monthly.
I have one question. Why? This is the question that pops into my head whenever I flip through any of those slick catalogs hawking the latest in high-dollar, high-tech gizmos for yuppies. Why is so much of our society's brain power and research money being frittered away on frivolous crap? You want crap? Try house slippers with headlights. Let's hope that this person isn't trying to invent anything else. Or this, a $250 rapid-fire toaster that can pop out 130 slices of toast per hour right in your kitchen. If this thing appeals to you, let me be the first to tell you, you've got a toast problem, Buster, and it's time to spend some money for professional help, not for a 130-slice-an-hour toaster. Some of this crap is not just crap, but absurdly expensive crap, pitched to the pompous and over-pampered rich, including the $90,000 Audi A8, which has 65,000 electrodes to scan your fingertips so you can open its doors by waving your hand in front of it. It also has a computer that automatically tunes the radio to the driver's favorite station and sculpts the front seat to the contours of the driver's bottom. If that's not enough for the lazy class, try the FMD 700 iTrek TV glasses that use prisms to alter the line of sight so you can lie flat in bed and watch TV or videos. No more need to strain yourself by sitting up. There's even a techno-consumer magazine, aptly named Stuff, that has unwittingly expressed the whining wasteland ethic behind this mindless production and consumption of crap. We've launched missions to Mars, says Stuff, so why can't we build a robot that can pour us a drink? This is Jim Hightower saying, well, Stuff, undoubtedly we can and probably will. But the question is, why? The exploration of Mars is at least about the reach of the human spirit. Not being willing to reach for your own drink is about human sloth. Shouldn't we focus our technological genius on the world's real needs?
Making the pie higher so that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's Mike Malloy.
Yeah, c'est moi. 800-TALK-YES is the number. Jerry is calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Mike. Good evening.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Before I make the 2 points, I gave to Kathy an observation first, and
sure.
That is now that we've gone through the looking glass, I think we all need to start learning to take advice from the hookah-smoking caterpillar.
I think so.
Speaking of which, doesn't Prince Bandahar kind of always look like he's been doing a little bit of that wacky tobacco and his hubbly blubbly?
Oh, my God. I hear Saudi hash is some of the best on the planet. Who knows? Who cares?
Well, I've only tried the Lebanese.
Yeah, but, well.
You know, that's what it looks like. The Lebanese blonde is what it looks like to me. It takes one to know one. But
it does.
And that's why, Mike, I absolutely agree with you. You pointed out something regarding the motivation as to why the Saudis might want the didacted pages released. And
Because it will enhance their position with the Islamic radicals that want to execute them. The Saudi royal family. The Saudi royal family wants it known that they are responsible for the deaths of 3,000 people in this country. Among that group was about 2,400 Americans.
Because that earns them a very
absolutely
good reputation in a very bad neighborhood.
Absolutely. And they don't understand why the Bush crime family is so hypocritical. Why not be like them is what they are trying to tell the Bush crime family. Don't you understand? Just come out and reveal yourself as the venal hyenas, the eaters of human flesh that you are. You'll feel better.
The natural king or whatever. The natural prince, the natural Machiavellian prince that you are, Bush.
Yeah.
But, no, I absolutely agree with you. And that was the justification that they were giving at the beginning of this. Just a few months after September 11th, was that they were being muscled by the terrorists themselves and that it was protection money that was going to them.
Sure, sure, absolutely.
And again, it's a very old game. Protection rackets, city-states, but Mr. Fuller wrote about it all. But an allegation that I've heard, and this is the second point, that I recently read about a month ago was I was trying to get through Hatfield's book, Fortunate Son.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of its footnotes, and I'm moving, I don't have the book in front of me, but I am citing the book. There is a footnote in there that talks about the Bin Laden's brothers helping finance Bush and his venture with Arlington Stadium and the Rangers.
Right.
And I don't remember from the I didn't go through the whole book. I just came across that footnote and tried to read the pages.
Hey, listen, if at that point Bush had been setting up a whorehouse in Tijuana, Mexico, the Saudis would have backed him. After all, this was the son of the former president of the United States, George Herbert Hebert Bush, who now sat on the board of the Carlyle Group, and there's money to be made for everybody.
Well, Mike, why the footnote and the allegation to me was credible was because of J.D. Hatfield himself. I then looked again at when the book was published, 1999, a year before September 11th. So there was no reason at that point to tie him in with the Bin Laden family other than
he was tied in regardless.
But what we need to do is we need to take this Poindexter idea, Mike.
Yeah.
And we need to bet against the intelligence agency's ability to infiltrate or to discover anything.
That's a good idea. We would all make money on that, wouldn't
and
we?
And then we need to somehow the Democrats need to work this so they get the revenue stream, but we need to take the idea then to the Indian gaming halls.
There you go. Good
let
idea.
Let the world bet.
Jerry, thanks for checking in.
Ciao.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. All right, quick break. We'll be back. If you haven't called in tonight, come on. Get on the horn, all right? I'm through. I've been beating you to death tonight. 800-825-5937. We have three open lines. Join us.
Right now, it's nighttime.
You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Melting snow in the Arctic could ultimately cause temperatures to drop. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Most of the world's fresh water is locked away in snow around the North and South Poles. Global warming could release some of that water and feed it back into the oceans. Ann Giblin is a geochemist at the Marine Biological Laboratory in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. She says melting snow in the Arctic could change an important ocean cycle called thermohaline circulation. The cycle starts when a heavy load of salty water sinks in the Arctic Ocean.
The seawater has been concentrated by ice formation, and it's very, very cold. So this very cold, salty water is much denser, and it sinks to the bottom and forms what we call North Atlantic deep water. And that's really one of the main pumps of oceanic circulation worldwide.
Giblin says this cold, salty water flows south toward the equator, deep under the Atlantic Ocean.
That's matched by a surface flow that comes back. And after a very long, circuitous journey through the oceans, that water comes back in ways that we would think about as the Gulf Stream.
The Gulf Stream brings heat north from the tropics, helping to moderate temperatures in the northern hemisphere. But Giblin says a flood of fresh water from melting Arctic snow could interrupt this cycle.
Essentially, what we're doing is we're shutting down the heat engine, in this case, the Gulf Stream, to North America and Europe. And the projections are if we shut this thermohaline circulation off, North America would actually cool by about 2 degrees. So we'd have this bizarre effect that by warming the oceans, we actually cool parts of the northern hemisphere.
Giblin says the worst-case scenario would be a return to ice age conditions across Europe and North America. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Talk radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. We're at 800 Talk, yes. Joe is calling from Oregon, our Brookings Bureau Chief. Hey, Joe.
Ditto. Is this the Rush Limbaugh show?
You missed it by about 180 degrees, pal.
Oh, crap. No, but, speaking of such... this bullcrap about Bush talking about we don't want to compromise the September 11th investigation.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, man. It's so funny and ain't even pathetic. And I mean, what September 11th investigation? You mean like the one commission where Lee Hamilton is the vice chairman?
Right.
The same ass clown Democrat who helped spike the investigation into Iran-Contra,
right,
and the October surprise theory.
Right.
There ain't no September 11th investigation, so forget that. The Democrats, it all goes back to last fall. The Democrats blew it when they let Bush have his war, in Iraq, because once Bush went in there and once he won the war, a lot of people don't want to hear any stuff about second thoughts about why we went in there and all that. People don't want to get into questions about, well, did we cheat to win the gold medal? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, Joe.
How many times do you ever see the gold medal get taken away or World Series trophy after someone wins it? I mean, being number one in America is what it's all about. And the Democrats, they don't want to get their asses kicked in this next election. They better get down to the bottom of the 16 words in the State of the Union address, or they better do something about finding out what's in those 28 pages connected to Saudi Arabia. And boy, is that a shock. Saudi Arabia, the people in Saudi Arabia, that's too bad that you couldn't release the papers. I mean, we wanted them to be released so bad.
I hear you, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Click. Oh, man. I think I wore myself out in the first hour and a half tonight. Back to your phone calls here in just a second. Still three open lines. If you don't want to call in, all right. You know, we can play a rebroadcast. I know. I'll get who's the guy? Curtis Ellis to come in for the last hour and a half tonight. Huh? This is in the Times today, too. After the first Gulf War, when it was ended, when 21 freed American POWs came home from the first Gulf War in March of 1991, Dick Cheney, the chief chicken hawk in this administration, who was then Secretary of Defense, welcomed them at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland. And Cheney said, "Every man and woman who cares for freedom owes you a very special measure of gratitude." What I'm about to reveal to you once again, you already know this. I'm just sharing, okay? I'm not revealing. But how filthy and disgusting Cheney was then and Cheney is now. Of those 21 former prisoners of war, 17 of them who had been tortured by their Iraqi captors would like something more than just a handshake and a pat on the back. So this month they won a court award for almost $1 billion against Iraq. And a federal law says they can be paid from frozen Iraqi funds in this country. Okay? Now, what did the Bush administration do? Well, they expressed sympathy for these guys over what they endured. But the Bush administration is fighting them about the money. Huh? I mean, is it a stretch to say that these monsters would take money away from widows and orphans? Here are prisoners of war. Here are people who went to Iraq to fight for the Bush crime family. They were held as POWs. They were tortured. And 12 years later, they win a lawsuit, $1 billion. The money's here. The Bush administration has it, and the Bush administration says, "No, look, guys, no. No." A federal district judge in Washington has ordered the Bush bastards to keep enough Iraqi money in the United States to satisfy half of the award, the amount of the compensatory damages he ordered paid to these former POWs, but not the punitive damages. The Iraqi government never responded to the suit, which was filed April 2002, and the judge acted after hearing evidence only from the plaintiffs. He set out his findings, the judge did, in harrowing detail in a 118-page decision. A Treasury spokesman said that in March, Bush ordered the seizure of about $1.7 billion of Iraqi money, which had already been frozen. The Bush crime family spokesman added that under a provision of a second federal law, the USA Patriot Act, that money became government property, unavailable to the former prisoners. How about that? You don't think these people are filthy? The Bush crime family? Why? Why is there one single member of the military, whether it's a private or a four-star general, that supports these bastards?
prisoners of war who were tortured win a lawsuit against money frozen from the Iraqi regime, and the Bush crime family says, no, that's our money. That's our money. John Chun Yu, who until recently was a Justice Department lawyer specializing in international issues, said the POW suit was dangerous. Dangerous! He said, quote, I terrifically sympathize with their personal situation and what they went through, but the use of the courts and damages remedies interferes with Mr. Bush's conduct of foreign policy. End quote. One of the plaintiffs, Lieutenant Colonel Richard Dale Storr, now with the Washington Air National Guard, said the Bush administration's position on all this troubled him. Colonel Storr endured beatings in Iraq that broke his nose, dislocated his shoulder, and burst his left eardrum. He said of the Bush administration's recent resistance to the decision by the court, Colonel Storr said, it's sending a conflicting message to our troops. Congress and the judicial branch say, let's protect our guys to the maximum extent possible, while the executive branch is saying the opposite. Colonel Storr added, you know, disappointing would be a good way to put it. Colonel Storr, you had more than your eardrum punctured. Do you understand? Don't you understand, Colonel, that the Bush crime family once again is unzipping its pants and pissing all over American veterans again? Only this time, prisoners of war like you, Colonel, who were tortured. But I bet you're going to vote Republican again, aren't you, Colonel? Huh? And since that's the case, to hell with you, Colonel. To hell with you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Just mind-boggling. Staggering, this information. Isn't it? Day after day after day, the criminality of this regime that now runs the United States, the disrespect shown to the military, the disrespect shown to veterans, the disrespect shown to prisoners of war, for God's sake. And the colonel says, well, I'd call it disappointing. You know, I had the living hell beat out of me. Rubber hoses, electrodes, eardrum punctured, shoulder busted up, all kinds of stuff. Nose broken. And, you know, we won some money. And the Bush administration says we can't have it. Oh, they sympathize with us. You know, I call that disappointing. You stupid moron. You call that disappointing? You call that disappointing, Colonel? You call that disappointing. God. Oh, but the military loves Bush. Yeah. The military loves Bush. Bill is calling from Lexington, Kentucky. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing? you are right on tonight. I tell you.
Oh,
I tell you.
Sick people.
No, they are. They are sick. They are the sickest. The sickest of. I'm beginning to. What little hair I have, I'm gonna pull out. I won't send it to him. No, I'm in an envelope. And dye it white.
Yeah.
Because it's getting that way, and they'll think it's anthrax. Oh, well, what the hell?
Yeah.
Jeez, these guys are bastards. You're right, they are. I've something's been troubling me for the past almost 2 years, since 9/11.
Yeah.
The reason why I bring this up, and maybe I'm way off base here, but I saw a movie or a PBS series, got it from the library, called Traffic. It's not the Traffic with Michael Douglas. It's the version six-part version that it was an English production.
Uh-huh. About drug trafficking?
Drug trafficking, especially in Pakistan. And,
right.
And they mentioned Afghanistan
right.
briefly.
The serious stuff.
The serious stuff.
The opium.
Mean, yeah,
the heroin.
Yes.
Not this jive-ass nonsense with
right.
marijuana and cocaine.
Right.
The
right.
serious stuff.
Serious stuff. And it brought home something to me, and I've been that's been troubling me ever since 9/11 of 2001. Could this not only be oil, but also drug trafficking?
Well, that's what our favorite conspiracy theorist Al Martin has stated categorically.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to his website, almartinraw.com,
yeah.
and if you just get that book, The Conspirator, Secrets of an Iran-Contra Insider, I mean, that's one of the major points he makes, is that the drug money that the Bush crime family and Ali North and Poindexter and the rest of these people used to fund Iran-Contra,
yeah.
you know, and global activities perpetrated by these thugs, there's an ocean of money that sloshes around the planet, Bill, from drugs.
Right. But that's what brought it home to me. After watching this, and this was a serious... that's what brought it out to me, the Iran-Contra affair.
Right.
You know, what if, here's another harebrain theory, what if the people that hijacked the planes were actually... part of a drug cartel, and because drug deal went bad or something.
Nothing would surprise me. But the problem is, unless we impeach this thug, unless we try him in a criminal court for treason, I mean remove him from office and try him for treason,
mm-hmm.
where the truth can come out. Unless that happens, you and I will not live long enough, Bill, to know the truth. Our children will not live long enough, nor will our grandchildren live long enough to know what these bastards perpetrated against this republic. By these bastards, I mean the Bush regime.
Right. You're right. But we have one thing that if the white people or the educated people in this country will do is get on the frickin' Internet. And there's all kinds of crap. I mean, not crap, but there's all kinds of good stuff on there that you can nail these guys with.
It takes it. Look, to impeach him takes a Democrat with guts.
And I'm sorry, I can name only one who has enough guts to get up there and call the son of a gun a liar. I hate to say son of a gun. I should have said something.
No, that's all right.
But anyway, I don't want to get thrown off the air or beeped. I don't know. But anyway, there's only one guy I know of that would call him a liar, and that's Kucinich.
Well, you know, Cynthia McKinney would have done it, but she got defeated.
Mm-hmm.
And
your guy down in Max Cleland.
Well, he was in the Senate. Impeachment has to rise in the House. But what's his name? John Lewis, who represents Atlanta, basically, the 5th Congressional District here, or 4th Congressional District. No, wait a minute. Whatever the hell it is here in Georgia. John Lewis. I'm surprised that Lewis, you know, this is a guy who walked across the Pettus Bridge and had dogs attack him and got the living hell beat out of him by Bull Connor. This is a man, John Lewis, who understands fascism, who understands totalitarianism, who understands what it's like to live in a police state. I don't understand why somebody like John Lewis or Dennis Kucinich or Dick Gephardt or somebody in the Democratic Party does not introduce a bill of impeachment against this monstrous regime.
They don't have the cojones.
They don't have the morals. I'm beginning to lose my faith in the moral and ethical center in people that I have respected for most of my adult life, like John Lewis. I can't believe that I am watching them allow this to continue.
What drives me absolutely up a frickin' wall is watching these news programs.
Oh, you got to stop that.
Give 20 seconds to this Pentagon crap.
Yeah.
And who's to say it's not going to be under the table?
Right.
But, you know, they give 20 seconds to something like that. And then they talk about Kobe Bryant.
Then they're on
the Clinton's case about Clinton and Hillary wanting to go out to California and support Gray Davis, and they're upset with that. Well, big deal. Why don't you get upset with George Bush and his?
Never happened. Never happened, Bill.
It will never happen.
And we are living in America 2003, the Fourth Reich. Get used to it. We can all live under fascism.
Yeah, and I sent you an email about that just recently.
Okay. Well, I'll read it.
Peruse it. But I sent you a bunch of emails today, and I'll
check them all out.
I hope you got them with your AOL account.
Thank you, sir.
And I probably ought to be your bureau chief.
You probably should. Bill, talk to me about it next phone call.
I will do that.
Thank you, sir.
You have a good day.
You too.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now. 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk. No payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
The Tom Hartman Show.
The computerized voting machines in the last election, our question is the theft of your vote. On our chat room here, Brain Shrub points out that H is the eighth letter of the alphabet, A is the first letter of the alphabet. So if you take that 18181, the exact number of votes that three different candidates in one county in Texas got on these computerized voting machines, and you simply convert it to letters, it becomes... Is it a conspiracy or a coincidence?
Okay, first of all, I wanted to say congratulations. We were elected to the White House by one of the narrowest margins in history. 63% of registered voters.
Wait a second. You wanted me to poll registered voters?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, iAmerica Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Truth, Justice, and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
Five before the hour. We're at 800 Talk, yes. I think next hour we're going to have Uncle Mike's Story Corner. We haven't done that for a while. It's a Jimmy Breslin column that I think you're going to enjoy. Jim is calling from St. Louis. Jim, welcome to the program. That's your first time calling, right?
Yeah. I enjoyed it a lot.
Well, thank you. Welcome aboard.
Thanks. You know, I just don't understand the Saudi connection or what they're... You know, thinking it might be, because as I understand it, the country's divided. The royal family is part of it's conservative and part of it isn't.
I don't know. I would think they would all be what passes for conservative in the Middle East, which is religious fanaticism.
Yeah, I just don't see what Saudi would get out of this.
What they get out of supporting terrorists is it immunizes them. Look, Osama bin Laden would like to see the Saudi royal family out of power and Saudi Arabia become the Islamic Republic of Saudi Arabia. Not Saudi, that's the family's name. The Islamic Republic of Arabia, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
Osama bin Laden is a religious psychopath like Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson. Or Franklin Graham or James Dobson. Osama bin Laden is the same as a Christian fundamentalist mass murderer, only he is a Muslim fundamentalist mass murderer. So what the Saudi royal family gets by contributing to these terror cells and Al-Qaeda around the world is protection at home.
Right.
It's just like the little shopkeepers in Queens, in Brooklyn. I'm going to pick on New York City. When the mafia was in its flower and the thugs would go to the little shops and say, look, we will provide you protection against all kinds of bad things. Arson, robbery, rape, murder, your store blowing up. Well, this is what the Saudis do. They pay protection money to the bin Ladens, the Al-Qaeda organization. And at the same time, they operate with the Bush family. It's just a filthy nest of rattlesnakes, Jim.
I remember them or the Prince of Bahrain helping sending money to the Contras.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, I hope that makes it a little easier to understand, Jim. Thanks for checking in. I hope you call again, sir.
Okay,
all right. Take care. All right, quick break. When we come back, final hour of the program, and I think we're going to do Uncle Mike's Story Corner and your phone calls. So if you're on hold, stay there. We'll talk to you before we do the Story Corner. All right? Sound fair enough? I thought you'd like it. Stay with us.
To Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Doug, listening to you sing Back on the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time. I think that was very nice. I'm back in the saddle again.
There's a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, Doug.
On the IE America Radio Network. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The Homeland Security Department has sent out a warning that Al-Qaeda may be planning another round of airline hijackings or suicide bombings by the end of the summer of 2003. But White House spokesman Scott McClellan says such an attack would be extremely difficult to pull off given the nation's increased security.
There are many security measures already in place, I would remind you, since September 11th. We have bulletproof reinforced cockpit doors. We have federal air marshals on airplanes. We have federal baggage screeners and passenger screeners that are very involved.
Nevertheless, the warning was handed out after multiple sources, including Al-Qaeda operatives now in U.S. custody, provided information about plots to take over an aircraft either shortly after takeoff or before landing. The advisory said Al-Qaeda had been looking at a number of ways to circumvent the airline security and immigration procedures beefed up since the 9/11 attacks. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz was raked over the coals today by some Senate Foreign Relations Committee Democrats. Delaware Senator Joseph Biden blasted Wolfowitz for not putting a fixed dollar amount on how much it will cost to keep American soldiers in Iraq next year.
You know there's going to be at least 100,000 American forces there for the next calendar year.
Senator,
and you're
I don't
not
know,
asking us for any money. Let me finish, please. Let me finish.
Okay.
And you are not asking us for any money in next year's budget for those troops.
Wolfowitz says it's currently impossible to predict how much Iraqi reconstruction will cost the U.S. He says Turkey and Pakistan are debating sending forces to Iraq. If they do, Wolfowitz says it will dramatically decrease costs and troop deployment.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days. Guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
After 3 weeks on the run, the alleged ringleader of a modern-day Jesse James gang turned himself in and pled not guilty in court, Steve Sandberg reports.
It took Deputy New Jersey Attorney General Mark Elitis several minutes to read off the litany of charges and prior convictions against 28-year-old Edward Mongan.
Leader of the Conrail Boys for a period of 1992 through, in fact, I believe it was a period of December 2002.
The Conrail Boys, America's largest ever train robbery gang, made off with millions in stolen goods. Mongan's been on the run since the 24-member operation was busted 3 weeks ago, but attorney Marshall Wolfsey doesn't call him a flight risk.
Every time I had Edward Mongan, he appeared in court.
Bail has been set at $1 million. Steve Sandberg in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
An Eagle County judge has laid down the law regarding what the media can do at next week's Kobe Bryant court hearing. District Judge Terry Ruckriegel says the rules are necessary because of the intense public and media interest. During the hearing on August 6th, cell phone or tape recorders will be barred from use inside the courthouse. The media will not be allowed to take pictures of the accuser, her family, witnesses, or potential jurors. They also will not be allowed to park at the courthouse so the people involved in the hearing can. The L.A. Lakers All-Star has been charged with felony sexual assault. Bryant claims he had consensual sex with his 19-year-old accuser on June 30th. Stocks closed lower today as investors focused on a weak report about consumer confidence. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 62 points to finish at 9204. The NASDAQ was down 4 points to 1731. The S&P 500 dropped 7 points to finish at 989. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Mirror, mirror, on my car? Tell me where the others are. Okay, I'm no poet, but I do know a thing or two about adjusting your car's mirrors. And when we come back, I'll reflect.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is Racing for Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and Christian Fittipaldi. There's one more key to racing, Champion Spark Plugs. They race different makes of cars, Chevy, Dodge, Ford, but they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion Spark Plugs.
At home, mirrors reveal who's fairest of them all. But in cars, their function's no fairy tale. They're critical to safety. To properly align driver's side mirrors, press your left cheek against the window and adjust the mirror till you barely see the car's left side. For passenger's side, lean toward the center and adjust the mirror until the right side's barely visible. Like Alice through the looking glass, you'll see things you never saw before, like where the other cars are. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. God, don't scream at people. 7 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. Let's get right to it. Jerry is calling from Mokena, Illinois. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I have to challenge something you said in the last hour.
All right.
You mentioned about the military and how they love the Republicans.
Right.
I question that.
I hope you're right, and I'm wrong.
The reason I question it is, the only time I've ever seen that said is either the Republicans are saying it, or their Pavlovian parrot press is repeating it, to the point that the rest of us sort of fall into that. And I challenge that. When they allowed the free mics in Iraq, what happened? A whole bunch of them said that they hated it. They wanted Rumsfeld fired.
Well, that's true. You're absolutely right. I hope that carries through, though, when election time comes. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I would love to. And, in fact, the reason I called was to talk a little bit about polls. I would love to see a poll on how the military actually does vote, and I've never seen one. I'd like to see if the Republicans do have this lock that they've convinced everyone that they do have, if it, in fact, exists.
Right.
Because that could be an opening against them. And that brings us to our current polls. He just dropped today in the Gallup poll. Wasn't much of a drop, but over the last week, he's gone from just under 60% to down around 56.5%. That's a pretty good drop.
Yeah, it is. I I'm glad to see that trend. But again, doesn't it raise a question for you? It does for me. Who are these 56% who think this moron is doing a good enough job to remain in office? Who are these people?
I'm afraid it's the people who read the press and watch the TV. Since there is no liberal press and there is no liberal TV, that means it's people who are watching the conservative point of view and only the conservative point of view. But he's had a big drop. He had gained 35% after 9/11 compared to where he was. Since that point in time, he's dropped 30%. I mean, he's lost almost all of his bounce that he got out of 9/11.
Well, I just hope it continues, Jerry. That's all I can say. I'm astonished every time I see a poll that this moron has any support anywhere. You know my position on that.
Oh yeah, and I agree 100%. I don't see why anyone who has an IQ above tepid room water could possibly think that he would be a solution to anything. I just saw a political cartoon where a guy in the employment line is talking to another guy in the unemployment line, and they're saying, "Well, now that we're getting this tax cut, things are going to be great." And the first guy says, "Well, you know, I've been waiting for a job since the first tax cuts, right, and I'm still here."
Yeah, yeah.
And I detail all that. In fact, I even have those cartoons on my website at www.democratsforum.com. And I detail all these numbers so that, you know, it's not something I'm just pulling out of my rear end here. I've got it all down in black and white.
Democratsforum.com?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll check it out.
Yeah, every day I put up 12 different political cartoons, all of them liberal, of course.
Yeah.
And then I also put up the polls whenever they're actually updated, like this one just got updated today. The last 9 polls that were updated, only one was an increase for him, and that was 2%. Uh-huh. In the Newsweek poll, every other poll of the last 9 polls has shown him going down.
Well, I don't mean to be redundant and boring, but I hope that I hope these polls are correct. I hope it continues to track down as far as the military is concerned. I hope that anybody who is serving in the U.S. military understands two things: how they are being disrespected by this corrupt regime, and how they are totally useless, except as cannon fodder to this regime. I hope they understand that.
They cut the benefits to the military. They cut the, except for the defense industry.
Yeah.
But to the soldiers, they cut the benefits. Clinton increased the common soldiers' pay.
Sure.
And they talk about soldiers not liking him. Why not? He's the guy who helps them.
Sure, sure.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jerry.
Bye.
Good to hear from you. Instead of Uncle Mike's story hour, let me just share this with you. Who sent this to me? I don't have his name right in front of me, but I mentioned Hunter Thompson and one of our listeners. I'll have his name in a second. Sent this to me. Hunter Thompson writing at ESPN.com. And he talks about he had a back spasm and, had to have some work done. And he writes, "When I went into the clinic last April 30th, George Bush was about 50 points ahead of his closest Democratic opponent in next year's presidential election. When I finally escaped from the horrible place, less than 3 weeks later, Bush's job approval ratings had been cut in half. And even down into single digits in some states. And the Republican Party was panicked and on the run. It was a staggering reversal in a very short time, even shorter than it took for his equally crooked father to drop from 93% approval down to as low as 43% and even 41% in the last doomed days of the first doomed Bush administration. After that, he was Bill Clinton's punching bag. Richard Nixon could tell us a lot about peaking too early. He was a master of it because it beat him every time. He never learned, and neither did Bush the elder. But wow, this goofy child president we have on our hands now, he is demonstrably a fool and a failure. And this is only the summer of 03. By the summer of 2004, he might not even be living in the White House. Gone. Gone, like the snows of yesteryear. The Rumsfeld-Cheney axis has self-destructed right in front of our eyes, along with the once-proud Pearl Wolfowitz Bund that is turning into wax. They somehow managed to blow it all. Like a gang of kids on a looting spree between January and July, or even less, it is genuinely incredible. The U.S. Treasury is empty. We are losing that stupid, fraudulent, chicken crap war in Iraq. And every country in the world except a handful of corrupt Brits despises us. We are losers. And that is the one unforgivable sin in America. Beyond that, we have lost the respect of the world and lost two disastrous wars in 3 years. Afghanistan is lost. Iraq is a permanent war zone. Our national economy is crashing all around us. The Pentagon's war strategy has failed miserably. Nobody has any money to spend, and our once mighty U.S. America is paralyzed by mutinies in Iraq and even Fort Bragg. The American nation is in the worst condition I can remember in my lifetime, and our prospects for the immediate future are even worse. I am surprised and embarrassed to be part of the first American generation to leave the country in far worse shape than it was when we first came into it. Our highway system is crumbling, our police are dishonest, our children are poor, our vaunted Social Security, once the envy of the world, has been looted and neglected and destroyed by the same gang of ignorant, greed-crazed bastards who brought us Vietnam, Afghanistan, the disastrous Gaza Strip, the ignominious defeat all over the world. The stock market will never come back. Our armies will never again be number one, and our children will drink filthy water for the rest of our lives. The Bush family must be very proud of themselves today, but I am not. Big darkness comes soon. Take my word for it. Hunter Thompson. Now, he's writing at ESPN.com. That's why the language was as clean as it was. Johnny Depp did a pretty good Hunter Thompson, didn't he, Kathy? And Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I thought he did a pretty good job. 800-TALK, yes. Dave is calling from San Francisco. Dave, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. You mentioned Nixon a little bit ago here, and I would like to just sort of fill in. I agree with you that Nixon and Bush, Nixon was Bush's mentor. Mm-hmm. All during the last 40 years of history up until Nixon died, what was it, 93 or 94, someplace in there.
Mm-hmm.
But what really bothers me is the withholding of all of this information on 911 and the weapons of mass destruction, the redacted documents for both of these. You know, what I'm really seeing here is something that I think began before 911. It began with Enron and the six meetings with Dick Cheney and the one with Bush.
Mm-hmm.
They are this big, huge conglomerate, energy, oil services, the whole thing all over the Middle East and all over the world, really, and I can't help but believe that there was something they were working on in those meetings, and that's why those documents are being withheld for what Bush is now saying is national security.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
National security. It's Bush and Cheney and Ken Lay security.
Sure it is. You know the statute of limitations is approaching on Ken Lay?
Oh, really?
I read this the other day. You notice Ken Lay, you never hear his name. It's never mentioned in media. It's never
mentioned. Never end up in prison, will he?
That rat bastard belongs in prison for the rest of his natural life.
That's right. And national security, it's bogus. It's Bush and Cheney and Ken Lay and Wolfowitz and Rumsfeld and Rice and Colin Powell, unfortunately. I think he was pretty good before they finally roped him in. But also this aide who said he vetted the speech 3 months before the State of the Union speech, took out the weapon of the nuclear part about Niger,
right,
and the uranium out of that speech, and the same guy and the CIA vetted the speech for the State of the Union and left it in. I don't believe that for 1 minute.
Oh, of course not.
I believe that was a plan that was set up before Bush went to war with Iraq, and they made this plan whereby the aide would, oops, I made a mistake, and here I offer my resignation, and Bush would turn it down. And they just did this whole tap dance, really.
Right.
And that's what I think happened there. It left Bush clean, or so he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the American people are being truly fooled by it. I noticed that I saw it on the, what do you call it, the little tape that goes across the...
The crawl at the bottom of the screen?
Right, yeah. On CNN. And it Bob Graham, Senator Bob Graham, mentioned the word impeachment a couple of times over the last two or three days. And that's one of the reasons why he sent a letter to the White House asking for all those documents, the redacted ones and all the rest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling that perhaps Democrats are beginning to feel or find out that they have to find the truth in order to be politically viable for 2004.
I hope that's the case, Dave.
I
hope it's the case.
But we're all going to have to get with it. Call 202-224-3121 and encourage those representatives and senators to demand the papers and in lieu, impeach.
There you go. There you go. Thanks, Dave.
You bet.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call.
Does anybody know the current whereabouts of Kennedy? Oh, it's national security of the public scrutiny. Policy of legal coup d'etat. Oh, we have a shadow government. Imagine that.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Show.
We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, BartCop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man, or people who had more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
you know, it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to go on.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're going to kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boy, come on.
I'm calling the
about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
There was no malfeasance, no attempt to hide anything. It was just a accounting firm making a decision as to how to account for a complex transaction.
God, is there anybody on the planet stupider than this guy? Now, regarding Dave's call mentioning Bob Graham on Meet the Press this past Sunday, bringing up the I word, let me give it to you in context here. Who's Meet the Press? That's media whore number one, Tim Russert, right? Russert says to Bob Graham, I want to ask you to talk about some comments you made on July 17 in a question and answer session in which you suggested that under the standards created by the House for the Clinton impeachment, that the President of the United States, George Bush, could be subject to impeachment for his comments in the State of the Union message about American intelligence and uranium in Africa.
The answer is this president is not going to be impeached. The current leadership of the House of Representatives, regardless of what standard they set for Bill Clinton, are not going to apply the same standard to George W. Bush. The good news is that in November of 2004, the American people will have an opportunity to both impeach and remove. I would suggest that this issue of secrecy is an endemic one within this administration, and it's not just secrecy after the fact. It's not just the secrecy of all these blank pages. It's secrecy before the fact. This president failed to tell the American people what he knew about the consequences of military victory in Iraq. He understood what the cost was going to be. He understood the casualties. He understood the duration of time. None of that was shared with the American people.
Well, Senator Graham, I kind of disagree with you there, sir. When you say that this president failed to tell the American people what he knew about the consequences of military victory in Iraq, when you say he understood what the cost was going to be, when you say he understood the casualties, when you say he understood the duration of time involved, Senator, I disagree. This president is so stupid he couldn't find his ass with both hands. He does what somebody, Cheney, Wolfowitz, Pearl, Ariel Sharon, who knows what somebody is telling him to do. He's a dumb, dumb man, Senator Graham. Now, he's a killer. He's part of a family that are mass murderers. They are shills, con artists. They have no moral center. They are unethical. And they bastardize the Christian faith, just like Osama bastardizes Islam. But Senator Graham, he is not intelligent enough to understand the consequences of military victory, military defeat. He doesn't understand the concept. This jackass couldn't even run a baseball team. He couldn't even run an oil company in West Texas. He's a moron. I disagree with you, Senator Graham. But maybe you're right that the American people will impeach and remove this punk from office. That is, unless the voting machines are rigged. And I say the American people, and so does Senator Graham, because we know damn good and well that there is not a single, is there, Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives who will introduce a bill of impeachment. Not Dennis Kucinich, not Nancy Pelosi, not John Lewis, not Barbara Lee. Nobody will do it. Unbelievable. It was Stephen who sent me the Hunter Thompson bit that's at ESPN.com. Apparently the doctor is writing for ESPN.com now, and how he got that column in, I have no idea. Thanks, Stephen. All right, quick break. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Tom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
This is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. After 6 weeks on the picket line, striking employees of Chicago's Congress Hotel say they're struggling on behalf of all the city's hotel workers. Members of Hotel Employees and Restaurant Employees Local 1 walked out June 15th after Congress managers refused to accept a citywide pattern bargaining agreement, instead demanding deep cuts from workers. Housekeeper Ventura Mota has worked at the hotel for 8 years.
They cut my wages down 7%. They cut my pension, my insurance too, but I have 2 children. My children, they don't have insurance.
Both the union and Chicago's hotel operators are keeping a close eye on the strike, according to 25-year Congress hotel veteran Henry Miller.
If we lose this battle, every other hotel going to come back within 3 years and say, well, the Congress Hotel beat the union out. We can do the same thing. We're going to cut wages. We're going to take the health benefit. We can't lose it.
Baltimore's police and firefighters are set to win greater power at the bargaining table. The Baltimore City Council will soon decide on whether to grant unions of emergency workers the right to binding arbitration whenever contract talks with the city reach an impasse. All decisions of the arbitrator would be final. While some city officials worry the plan might cost too much, Baltimore voters like the idea. A referendum on the subject last November showed 83% of city residents approve of the measure.
Zimbabwe officially ran out of cash this weekend when government workers who had been promised a pay raise to start on this payday went to draw their month-end salaries from banks and were refused en masse. The frustrated workers took things out on the banks, bringing riot police out in several cities to keep serious damage from happening. Inflation in Zimbabwe is at a staggering 347% and climbing. You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Look, if you had the chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued
by
them.
I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
27 before the hour. John is calling from Long Beach, California. Hey, John.
Hey, Mike. I was going to bring up the voting machine thing. I bet if that's not taken care of by the time of the election, we don't have to worry. Bush will be in for another 4 years. But what I would really like to touch on is a story that was in the Washington Post about Lieberman. Ed, did you read it? Well, there's a couple of paragraphs, part of one I'd like to read because it is really devastating.
Okay.
And it says here, let me see, okay. By its action, the Bush administration threatens to give a bad name to a just war. That's part of it. But by their words, some in my own party are sending out a message that they don't know a just war when they see it, and more broadly, they're not prepared to use our military strength to protect our security and the cause of freedom.
Oh, jeez.
Now, the last two paragraphs here is that Lieberman and Bush, Lieberman said Bush hyped the cause against Iraq when no overstatement was needed, and now should take responsibility for the inclusion of the speech disputed 16 words, and so forth. It says here, this has caused too many Americans to begin to distrust their government, and it has made us weaker in the world.
What, questioning Bush?
Questioning the government. Now, the last paragraph, turning to his own party, Lieberman said he is dismayed that the controversy over the 16 words being seized upon was disquieting zeal by some of his opponents to question whether the war was necessary. What made this war just was the clear evidence of 12 years of Saddam Hussein's brutality and an evasion of responsibility, he said, and that is not diminished by those 16 misleading words in George Bush's...
Oh, my God. Lieberman, if Lieberman even gets close to the presidency, I'm leaving the country.
Well, this friend of mine said if it came to Lieberman and Bush, he'd have to vote for Lieberman. So I faxed him this whole column. And people should go to the Post and read the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they said, now, do you still think that if it was between Lieberman and Bush, you'd vote for Lieberman?
Well, Lieberman has...
Either one.
Yeah, Lieberman has as much chance of being elected President of the United States, though, as I do. The Democratic Party could possibly make sure that he gets the nomination. But if he does, he doesn't have an Ice Cube's chance in hell, and that's because he's Jewish.
But you see, the thing is, that aside, you see what we're looking at here?
Sure, I understand. I've got two articles here that I'm obviously not going to get to tonight, where the Democratic leadership is warning the Democratic Party not to present itself as far left because they disagree with Bush. That was in the New York Times today. Yeah. I mean, it's just astonishing what is going on here.
You know who I like, and I don't... The guy couldn't run for president, but, and I don't know if you've listened to him much, is Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders, yeah. I'm familiar with Bernie Sanders.
And he, of course, he can say what he says because he's not owing to any power brokers because he's an independent.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that the way I look at it is that, first of all, if something that cannot be done about these electronic voting machines between now and 2004, forget it.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, John. And I don't know what's going to happen.
There's enough time either.
That's true. That's true. John, thanks for checking in.
Okay.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Over the weekend in Philadelphia, the DLC, the New York Times calls them the moderate Democratic group that helped elect Bill Clinton to the White House. Anyway, the DLC was warning that Democrats are headed for defeat if Democrats present themselves as an angry so-called far-left party fighting tax cuts and opposing the war in Iraq. Do you understand that? Adam Nagorny, writing in the Times, quoting these turncoats in the Democratic Leadership Conference, referring to legitimate Democrats as being far-left, if we fight these tax cuts and oppose the war in Iraq. This is disgusting. Now, I'm going to piss off some Democrats. I hope you all understand. I'm speaking almost metaphorically, but I almost wish the Democrats would be defeated again. I almost wish that the balance in the Senate would go to about, 70 Republicans and 30 Democrats. And in the House, maybe, 350 Republicans and, what does that leave, 95 Democrats, just so the Democratic Leadership Conference would understand that America does not need and does not want Republican light as a second party. Now, if those numbers were to happen, of course, that means the Democratic Party would cease to exist, and Bush's Nazi fascist regime would be in power for probably the rest of the time that such a country as the United States existed. But the warning by the Democratic Leadership Council, you see, came as a response to Howard Dean, the success and popularity that Howard Dean is experiencing this early in the campaign.
Now, Dean, who is not a liberal, he is not a liberal, but he is also not part of the Democratic Leadership Conference. And the Democratic Leadership Conference is like the old Soviet Politburo. If you step out of line, they'll warn the American public about you. Dean has attracted notice for, among other things, his criticism of the Democratic Party for supporting the Iraq War and some of Bush's tax cuts. That makes Dean outside the campfire circle, according to these DLC thugs. Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana, who's chairman of the DLC, said, quote, "It is our belief that the Democratic Party has an important choice to make. Do we want to vent or do we want to govern? The administration is being run by the far right. The Democratic Party is in danger of being taken over by the far left." End quote. Can you believe this? Vermont Governor Howard Dean is considered to be far left to these morons. Al Fromm, who is one of the founders of the Democratic Leadership Conference, said, quote, "There are some in our party who would take us back to our pre-Clinton days, who refuse to learn the lessons of Bill Clinton's successes." And then they bring up McGovern. They bring up McGovern. Well, what about McGovern? What about McGovern? You know, he had an op-ed piece in, I don't know where all it was carried, but it was carried here in the Journal Constitution a couple of weeks ago. He says, "In 1972, my campaign for president was buried in a landslide. Nixon was reelected with more than 60% of the vote. These days, I'm being held up as some kind of sober warning to Democratic candidates. Don't be another McGovern. Don't be too liberal. Don't be too outspoken. Watch what you say. Play to the middle." But you see what McGovern did? He said exactly what he believed, and he told the truth. While Nixon betrayed the American public and violated the law repeatedly, that's what McGovern did. He told the truth. He told the truth. In his column, McGovern says, "I think it's extremely important for the Democrats to win in 2004, but not at the price of their souls." He says, "I won the presidential nomination for my party in a field of 17 tough contenders. I began with these words, 'I make one pledge above all others to seek and speak the truth.'" He says, "The transcendent issue of that time was the war in Vietnam. It killed 58,000 brave young Americans, wounded 300,000. It was slowly eating away at the moral, economic, and political fiber of the nation. Unlike World War II, the war in Vietnam was unnecessary. I believe that despite my loss, my campaign in 1972 made clear to the public, to the Congress, and to the world that nearly 30 million Americans wanted a president who would end the war immediately." So, you know, McGovern, somebody who told the truth, somebody who stated his case, and now the Terry McAuliffe and Al Fromm and Evan Bayh and the rest of these people who are part of the Democratic Leadership Conference are saying, well, Howard Dean is a leftist. Howard Dean is the extreme left. Howard Dean is a McGovernite. Well, then, by Christ, I'm going to vote for Howard Dean. How about that? Huh? Now, I'm still supporting Kucinich, but unless there's a miracle, come on, you all know what I'm talking about. Mark Penn, a Democratic pollster who worked for Clinton, is now advising Lieberman, offered polling data to show that Bush was vulnerable, but that the Democratic Party was also in a politically perilous position. Mark Penn said, quote, "We're at a post-war historic low of Democratic Party membership." Penn said that the Democratic Party now trailed the Republicans among people who earn more than $20,000 and that just 22% of white men call themselves Democrats. Penn said, quote, "Among middle-class voters, the Democratic Party is a shadow of its former self," end quote. Well, then Do something about it, you morons! Go back to what the Democratic Party represents. And it's not far-left politics. It's what Kucinich is talking about. It's what Dean is talking about. To a lesser extent, it's what, Edwards is talking about. So the effort is on, you see. I mean, you all know this. The effort is on by the Democratic Leadership Conference to scare the hell out of real Democrats and say, hey, listen, don't be a real Democrat. Vote for this half-wit Lieberman. Vote for this jackass Gephardt who didn't even show up the other day last week for a Head Start vote that got defeated 217 to 216 by the Republicans. Gephardt didn't even bother showing up to vote on Head Start. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, so they're saying, yeah, vote for Lieberman, vote for Gephardt, vote for somebody who's part of the Democratic Leadership Conference. Whatever you do, don't vote for a Howard Dean, don't vote for a Dennis Kucinich. They're left wingers. The hell they are. Neither one of them is a left winger, for God's sake. Least of all Howard Dean. And Kucinich is nothing more than a working class blue collar Democrat. That's all. Just a standard issue Democrat. And Howard Dean is a standard issue conservative Democrat. That's all. But neither one of them are part of the DLC. Oh, man. Frank is calling from New London, Connecticut. Frank, welcome to the program. Is this your first time calling?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome aboard.
Well, thanks a lot. It's a pleasure listening to you. I wish I could hear more of you. But I'm sure you get tired after 3 hours.
Yeah.
But I do have a question. If they can recall a governor of a state,
yeah,
is it possible to recall a president?
It's called impeachment.
The impeachment has to be done by Congress, right?
Yeah, it has to arise in the House where he is indicted, and then it moves to the Senate where he is tried.
So there's no way we can just start passing petitions around for a recall?
No, that's direct democracy, and we don't have that. We don't even elect presidents by direct democracy.
That's too bad, because I was just hoping there might be a way that we could take Congress out of this loop and let us handle it ourselves.
I'm with you, Frank. But the framers decided they didn't want mob rule, so they eliminated the possibility of recalling a president. We do have the 25th Amendment, where a president can be removed if he shows himself to be totally mentally or physically incompetent or unable to execute the duties of his office. But I think Bush showed that from about the first week he was stole the election.
Well, I think maybe even before he was elected, he showed that.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
That's just my opinion. Well, you do great work, and I wish you all the best.
Well, thanks, Frank. I hope you call in again, pal.
You will.
All right. Thanks for checking in. Diane is calling from Sheldon, Vermont. Diane, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I originally called to dispute what you had to say originally about Lieberman, but just going on what Frank just said, how can they recall a governor? How does that happen?
When the people
have spoken.
Well, I think there. I don't know how many states. Maybe 14 or 15 states. There's maybe all 50 states. There's a recall process. It's undoing an election. What is happening to Gray Davis?
You're taking the voice of the people away.
Oh, sure, absolutely, absolutely.
And doesn't that backfire? Don't you think?
Most Americans usually don't care. I'm hoping that Californians will understand what is being attempted against them. Whether or not Gray Davis is a good governor, he was reelected. He should serve out the rest of his term, and then they can vote somebody else in.
It seems to me that, you know, if you're unhappy with your governor,
yeah,
well, you've got the term is up, vote somebody
right
else in.
Let me address what you called in about a Jew can't be elected president of the United States. You know what I'm saying. White Democrats, especially in the South, would no more vote for a Jew than they would vote for a woman or a black man or woman.
Well, you know,
that's just the reality.
I dispute that. Well, for one thing.
Well,
now wait.
Diane, hold on a second. Don't dispute it simply because you feel that a Jew or a woman or an African American has a right to be president. I happen to agree with that. But what I'm saying is real politic in this country dictates that a Jew, look, it was only 40 years ago that we elected a Catholic.
Actually, no, it isn't because he's a Jew. It's because he's not sufficient. Lieberman could never be president of this country because he is not sufficient. It is not because he's a Jew.
Well, I'll just have to respectfully disagree with you that on Diane, because I think this country is still so eyeball deep in racism, anti-Semitism, to some extent anti-Catholicism. You know, we're a sick, sick society, and based on that, I don't think Lieberman could be elected. So let's you and I just agree to disagree agreeably. Thanks, Diane. I appreciate you checking in. Quick break here. We'll be right back.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
You'll be seeing a lot of changes around here.
The new weekend programming lineup is more entertaining than ever. Kick it off Saturday mornings with Doug Steffens' Talk Radio Countdown, followed by Bobby Likas' Car Clinic. Then Saturdays are brightened with the informative antics of Animal Talk, followed by the home improvement experts on Home Improvement USA. If you've been wondering about that old so-called junk, then you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent, followed by Talking Pets with John Patch. Learn your job rights on Sunday mornings with the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack, and the latest in the world of technology on Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. Ramblin' with Ramsey will see you into the hot spots to travel, followed by the second installment of the funniest live animal talk show, Animal Talk.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
For more information on these shows or other shows on IE America Radio Network, call 1-800-397-8255. But for now, listen to us live on IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
You have indeed. Aaron is calling from Indianapolis. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
It's funny, the DLC just realized that there's Democrats in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, these warnings that are coming from the Democratic Leadership Conference to people like me, I am a common blue-collar, working-class Democrat, and I don't like it when some elitist pig in Washington, I don't care if his name is Al Fromm or Lieberman or Terry McAuliffe, tells me that I'm a left-winger because I believe in the principles that the Democratic Party was founded on. That pisses me off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm really pulling for Dean. I'm hoping we can get him in there.
It looks like it's starting to look like that's going to be my guy too. I wish if you listen to the program, you know my feelings. My feelings are Kucinich, but I'm beginning to, unless there's a miracle. Of course, Jimmy Carter. Nobody ever heard of him either.
It's really a shame that we got these people like Adam Bay in there and.
I don't understand that.
I've been here in Indiana, and we can't get him out. He's just a Republican playing as a Democrat. That's all it is.
Another Republican light, huh?
Yep.
I don't know that much about Evan Bay. I know I kind of liked his father, Birch.
Yeah.
I thought Birch Bay was a good Democrat. I don't know, though.
Well, I don't understand it either. It seems like... I just don't understand where these votes are coming from, all these senators, these Democratic senators voting for, everything Bush wants. I don't understand it.
I don't either. I do not.
I've been a lifelong Democrat, and I can't figure this out.
You're starting to feel like an orphan, like I am, like a lot of Democrats. And the people who are rallying around Dean... who are saying, look, we've had enough of this crap.
Yeah.
We're going to go with the man that appears to us to be the most Democratic as far as Democratic Party principles are concerned. And I think a lot of people have chosen Dean over Kucinich because they feel that Kucinich maybe just doesn't have a chance. I hate that.
I know Kucinich. I like Kucinich, but I just like Dean better.
Well, that makes sense, too. Aaron, listen, there's the music, pal. We're out of time.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Aaron. I hope you call in again. Hi. That's one of those nights I feel like I need to go home and take a shower. Oh, my God. Charlotte Jones engineered the program for us tonight in Detroit. Catherine Bay produced it here in Atlanta. Robin Bittman announces for us. Thanks to Jim, our music bureau chief in Arkansas, and Mark Marshall, our webmaster of MaximumInteractive.com. I'll see you tomorrow night. I hope. I really hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
I would like to see a law that says your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
I'm Dunn Stephens, good day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. An audio tape said to be from Saddam Hussein is being aired by an Arabic television channel. On the tape, the voice vows that America will be defeated and pays homage to Saddam's slain sons, Uday and Qusay. The man speaking also mourns the death of the two and those who struggled with them, saying they are the honor of Iraq and died martyrs in the name of jihad. The tape broadcast on El Arabiya television comes on the heels of the U.S. military capturing several top members of Saddam's regime, including a bodyguard of the former Iraqi dictator. While airline security has vastly improved since the 9/11 attacks, experts in the field are concerned over the Department of Homeland Security's warning that terrorists may attempt more suicide hijackings before the end of summer. Rick Charles, who heads the aviation program at Georgia State University, says a real leap forward in security would be a fingerprint identification that could check passenger backgrounds at the ticket.